Amadon, Brother and Sister, G.W. St. Helena, California, January 30th, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Amadon, this morning I read the letter that came last night from Brother Amadon. I earnestly desire that every soul shall do his own work of confessing his sins and humbling his soul before God. Let us seek the Lord most earnestly. I have had a spirit of prayer for the church in Battle Creek. I feel intensely for those whom we might look upon as the lost sheep, those who have been with us but have gone out from us, and those who have been in contention. Let these souls be visited. Let special efforts be made that the convicting Spirit of God may come upon the people. Let each one look to the case of his own soul. Let everyone look away from man to God. Seek the Lord. Empty the soul of everything that will hinder the Holy Spirit's action upon heart and mind. Let the heart be open to the influences of the Spirit of God. Let each one attend to his own case and make a business of seeking the Lord. Let all seek for unity, for increased love for souls. Visit those who have lost their first love, and let us seek the Lord most earnestly. From the condition of things in our world, we can see that we are indeed living in the last days. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. Daniel 12, verse 1 to 3. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Verses 8 to 10. We desire to awaken every soul to take hold of the work for their own individual selves. Clear the king's highway and do thorough work for repentance. Draw nigh to God by confession of sin and reformation of character. The Lord will work with all who will seek him with the whole heart. A lawyer came to Christ with the question, What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Christ turned the question back to the lawyer, What is written in the law? How readest thou? The answer came, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Thou hast answered right, Christ said. This do, and thou shalt live. Luke 10, verse 25 to 28. The word live means, thou shalt have eternal life. The lawyer saw where he had been remiss, but seeking to justify himself, he asked almost impatiently, And who is my neighbor? Verse 29. Then Christ gave the parable of the Good Samaritan. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Verses 30-37. The Lord cannot acknowledge the Battle Creek Sanitarium as an institution bearing his commendation. For has it not fallen far short of the standard of an institution carrying forward sacred work? The enemy can work upon unbelieving minds to go to the sanitarium, till the institution is crowded with those who are lovers of pleasure, and all sacred issues are made almost extinct, lost out of sight. This is why the impression should not be allowed to go forth that the institution is making a grand success, when it is crowded with worldly patients. For the enemy works his card in just that way to secure minds and hearts to the service of worldly policy plans. In many respects, the Battle Creek Sanitarium has come to resemble a large boarding place for rich people of the world, and the Lord God of Israel acknowledges it not. And yet young people are urged to go there to obtain an education in how to care for the sick, and ministers and physicians are urged to go there to take part in the work. The light given me by the Lord is, make positive appeals to the members of every church not to venture to send their children, of whatever age, to Battle Creek. God bids me say that we are living in perilous times. I am now to lift my voice decidedly in warning. There is danger of becoming corrupted through worldly influences. Souls are precious, too precious to be seduced by worldly influences. Christ, the Prince of Heaven, clothed his divinity with humanity, that human beings might be partakers of the divine nature. To all who truly receive him, he will give power to become the sons and daughters of God, even to as many as believe on his name. John the Beloved, the son of Zebedee, was, till Christ called him, a fisherman upon the lake of Galilee. He learned his lessons in the school of Christ, not in the schools of the rabbis. We are now to strive earnestly to help our youth to come under the keeping power of God. Let them not be placed under the guidance of men who are speaking words that uproot faith in the messages God has given us. Give them not up to the influence of these men. We are to do all we can to save them, even though it be uphill work, for Satan has come down in great power to strive in every conceivable way for the mastery. My message is that our youth should not be called to Battle Creek to obtain their education. The Lord sees the result. They will obtain much more good in smaller institutions. There are to be established in different places institutions in which a true religious influence will be exerted. An effort must be made to save souls. Had the physicians connected with the Battle Creek Sanitarium stood loyal and true and sound in the faith, the outlook would not now be as it is. But the Lord God of Heaven has been ignored. The messages he has given have been unheeded. Therefore, a plain message must now be borne. Later. I thank you for your letter, Brother Amidon. I thought I had sent this, but I found it this morning, unsent.